Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Hello, and welcome to today's inspiration. Are we ready to get renewed? Are we ready to feel good? I'm Lisa Berry. This is my show I created for you, thanks to Penny Golden and Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. I'm here to connect with you and share some love and laughter and perhaps change your perspective or your view or take on life so you can live a happier, healthier, and more balanced life and enjoy the journey. I'm here to add more joy to the journey with my new term, unlimited love. Everybody talks about unconditional love, which is a great thing to have and to share. I'm here with unlimited love. There is no expiration on my light. There's no love. There's no limits on my love or my light. Unconditional, unlimited love, because that is who I am at my core. And that's what I feel like I'm on this planet to do. We get all caught up in our daily dramas and all the things that go wrong and all the things you can be offended by and that make you mad. And I don't want to focus on that. I want to focus on being happy and sharing love and laughter and uplifting you. And I'm uplifting me, too, because I'm human. You know, we're all walking the planet coming from the same place. We're all having a human experience, but I've been through so much. And I think I see the world and life a little different. So I want to share that perspective with you in hopes that might help change and improve your view, too. Because I'm such a people pleaser, I actually anticipate what somebody may be responding to what I say. I'm a pretty good interpersonal communicator, and I can pretty much figure that out. And when I jot down some of my thoughts or I go through my week, I think people think, what is she talking about? Although you're here, and you're here for a reason, so maybe you're more inclined to be looking for happiness or feeling love or wanting to live a joyful life. So maybe you're not as cynical as some people might be. Some people you say, are you happy? And they, what's happy? And they can't be happy, and they don't want to be happy, and that makes me sad, because we're all in this together, and you have a choice. You have a choice on how to look at life, and you have a choice how to feel, and you have a choice what to focus on, and you have a choice of the very words that come out of your mouth, and that all that put together creates one big sandwich, and it's the sandwich of life, and it's your choice. Do you want it to be a fabulous deli sandwich with lots of sauce and mustard? Are we getting hungry? Or do you want it to be a bologna sandwich, an unhealthy white bread that doesn't satisfy anything? Life should be fulfilling and satisfying and calorie-free. And love has no calories, and love does not make you fat. Love just makes you happy. So I'm here to share that with you. So how you doing? Are you feeling good? Are you enjoying the ride? Did you take some time to feel some gratitude for everything and anything around you? I wake up in the morning, and do you be aware of this. Think about this next time you wake up. Or if you're just walking around or driving, or you're doing your errands, what is that inner dialogue? What are you saying to yourself? A lot of us think, oh, can I do this? I'm so busy. Well, yeah, you do, and that's called life, and we all have that. But you can choose what to even think, what's going on in your mind, what's the chatter that's going on that's programming your subconscious, which is something I'm still working on, because I am not a PhD. I am not a trained psychologist. I'm a liver of life and a lover, and I do focus and have studied happiness, and I do think that it's important, but I think the subconscious is so powerful, and that's something I'm trying to tap into these days, because it can really mess you up. It can really, you don't even know what's going on. You're being programmed at a deeper level, but I think being consciously aware of what you're thinking and consciously aware of what you're saying and consciously aware of how you're feeling can start to have an impact on your subconscious. So I try to feel gratitude. I wake up in the morning and boom, it's like a horse out of the gate. My mind starts racing and I start thinking, and then I think, no, stop. Stop, take a deep breath. You woke up, yay, that's a miracle. And what do you have to be grateful for? I mean, woke up, that's number one. I'm in this cozy bed, that's number two. I get to come on and do the show, and you're listening, and I appreciate that so much. In fact, if you're listening live, the number to call right now is 646-378-0378. Or perhaps you found us somewhere online, and you're listening on your iPad or your iPhone or any kind of device. It doesn't have to be an iDevice or an Apple device. And you can always reach out and email me at lisaloveberry, B-A-R-R-Y, at gmail.com. Because this is what the show is all about. It's about connecting. And I want to hear from you, and I want to know what's on your mind. And I want to know, you know, if you want to have a healthy debate about what I'm saying, I'm up to a challenge, as long as we keep it civil. Or maybe you have something going on in your life and you want to talk about it. The number to call right now, 646-378-0378. Meanwhile, back to gratitude. I try to wake up and I try to cancel out the chatter and think about what I'm grateful for and pray for people and send positive healing energy out into the world, because we are all energy. And again, I'm thinking of the cynics in my life going, oh, hoo-hoo, she's sending energy. Well, we are all energy. We are energetic beings with an energetic mind and an energetic soul, and we send out, we radiate those energies. And so, yeah, you can send healing energy to someone, whether it's been scientifically proven. I don't know. Sometimes there have been some studies that have scientifically proven that. But what do you have to lose? It's better than fretting and thinking about who said who to what and why do you feel this way and what's bad. Let's think about what's right, because it's your choice. It's your choice what to focus on. Sometimes you just have to make a conscious effort to look for what's right. And that's what having gratitude is all about. So what are you grateful for, and how has gratitude improved your life? Because it's really all perspective. I've been saying that for a long time, and when you feel it yourself, it will open you up to a better way of living. We all see things differently, and when you come to a situation or you meet a person, you bring a whole set of baggage with you from past experiences or how you've been treated, and that's how you see the situation you are in right now. That's how you see the person you're talking to, through the lens of your life experiences. So you bring all that perspective with you, and it's all how you look at it, and it's all how you choose to see things. And I choose to see the best in everybody. That's my life lens, is I'm looking for good. And it's easy, so easy to not see it, or to be annoyed, or to gossip, or see what's wrong with somebody. And that is a work in progress, you know, just driving down the road and somebody perhaps not quite in their lane, and then you look at them like, what is wrong with you? Well, I'm trying to look like, okay, what is right with you? Maybe they're having a tough day. Maybe something's going on, and they need a better focus on traffic. It's not my job to judge. It's not my job to judge them. It's my job to love them. Love and kindness and compassion, those are the three main principles that we should be living our life upon. You know, in perspective is I always like to say, we're just a tiny speck in the universe. Yet we get so caught up in the many dramas of the day, and ultimately, what do they really mean? I mean, we worry and we fret and we run around, and then in the grand scheme of things, if you want to step back and look at life, what does it really mean? Hopefully you've heard of Carl Sagan. He's an astronomer. He's written several books, and one of those books is called The Pale Blue Dot, and it's about perspective. And I found this part of the book I was going to read to you today, because it's a great way to think about life and think about you and think about how we fit in and think about what we're doing with our lives. And it's all based on perspective. And here's a little bit that astronomer Carl Sagan wrote from his book, The Pale Blue Dot. Look again at that dot. That's here. That's home. That's us. On it, everyone you love, everyone you know, everyone you've ever heard of, every human being who ever was, lived their lives, the aggregate of your joy and suffering, thousands of confident religions, ideologies, and economic doctrines, every hunter, forager, every hero and coward, every creator and destroyer of civilization, every king and every peasant, every young couple in love, every mother and father, hopeful child, inventor and explorer, every teacher of morals, every corrupt politician, every superstar, every supreme leader, every saint and sinner in the history of our species lived there on a mote of dust suspended in a sunbeam. The earth is a very small stage in a vast comic arena. Our posturings, our imagined self-importance, The delusion that we have some privileged position in the universe are challenged by this point of pale light. Our planet is a lowly speck in the great enveloping cosmic dark. In our obscurity, in all this vastness, there is no hint that help will come from elsewhere to save us from ourselves. It has been said that astronomy is a humbling and character-building experience. There is perhaps no better demonstration of the folly of human conceits than this distant image of our tiny world. To me, it underscores our responsibility to deal more kindly with one another and to preserve and cherish the pale blue dot, the only home we've ever known. That's Carl Sagan's writings from Pale Blue Dot, A Vision of the Human Future in Space. I just love that. I don't know if you're following it, if that was a turnoff to you or you enjoyed my reading, but Carl Sagan, who studied the world from outer space, basically bottom line says what I say and everybody else says, the Dalai Lama to Jesus to whomever you are influenced by, that we need to deal more kindly with one another. Because we're all, whoever you are, how big you are, or how small you are, or how important you are, or how sad you are, we are all on this planet, and it's just a pale blue dot in a greater, greater cosmic perspective. But Carl Sagan, like everyone else, bottom line, we need to deal more kindly with one another. He's looking at the world in space and our place on the planet, and again, we focus so much time and energy on our own lives and fret and plot and worry, and we're really just specks in space. So why not to choose to breathe and laugh and love? Focus on gratitude and kindness and compassion and what we can do for others, because it is your choice. It really is. I can say that because I've been through the tough times in my life, my childhood, not so great. And then just when I let my guard down, boom, something else happens. And I thought, you know, it's not just me. It happens to everybody. That's life. You let your guard down, you relax, you let your hair down, and boom, something happens. That's the journey. I don't know if that's what I've attracted to myself or if that's just how it's going for me. But it just seems like we all live these self-absorbed and lives consumed with the many troubles of our own lives. And then we lose perspective and we lessen our joy. And then you tend to wonder, what are we really living for? And to me, and hopefully I can convince you, that life should not be a burdensome, stressful competition. It's not a competition. Unless you're at the Olympics, then yes, it's a competition. Unless you're on the football field, yes, it's a competition. But one of my favorite lines is, envy will suck the life out of you. And, you know, I live in Michigan, and the University of Michigan has a great football team, and they haven't been doing too well this year, and people are mad. And I'm thinking, are they mad because they're not they want to associate with a team and they're not winning, so they don't feel like a winner? Or are they mad because the players aren't playing well? Obviously, I don't follow football that well, but it's something that's going on in our lives right now, so I'm aware of it. But life is not a competition for us. Unless you're a part of that team, then yet you're getting... If you're a professional football player, you're being paid well to perform and compete. That's your job. But when you go home, you know, it's not a competition. It's about, wow, if I'm a professional football player and I earn millions of dollars, I should be going home going, what can I do for others? And a lot of people do. There is a lot of money that is donated and spent and shared. And that's the way it should be. But it's not just about money. It's something as simple and small as a smile. If you see somebody smile, maybe you need to work on the image that you're putting out there in the world. Maybe you're not aware how you come across. Maybe you're not aware of how people see you. And really, it doesn't matter how people see you. It matters how you see yourself. But sometimes you want to put out a good energy and you want to put out a happy face to let people know that you're a happy person. And maybe you can help them and boost their spirits and improve their day just a little bit. Step back and realize that we're all on this planet for a limited time, and we should look for what's right. Bottom line, we should share love and kindness and compassion and just try to enjoy the ride. And a lot of that can come from loving yourself, knowing yourself and loving yourself. Who takes the time when you're little? Do your parents, you know, you're learning everything and you're going to school and you're playing sports and maybe you're a Boy Scout or a Girl Scout, but do they ever talk about knowing yourself and loving yourself? True freedom comes from knowing yourself and loving yourself. And I saw this great quote the other day. It said, you could be the prettiest, fuzziest peach, but somebody may not like peaches, and you're just not for them. You can't let that get you down. You're a beautiful peach in the fruit bowl of life, but somebody doesn't like peaches, and you're just not their cup of tea or their piece of fruit. You can't let that get you down. That's where having a strong sense of self-worth is so important, because you can't let someone else's opinion of you knock you down and make you feel bad. Know who you are and know what your gifts are. Be the magnificent, miraculous creation you were intended to be. Stand tall. Feel good about who you are and what you have to offer the world. Those aren't my words. That came to me. I'm a deep thinker, and I like to think about life a lot. And the other night, I was lying in bed, and I was thinking, what's the point? What's the purpose? Why are we here? What message can I share to make a difference in somebody else's life? And I wrote, be the magnificent, miraculous creation you were intended to be, because we are all miracles. Every moment is a miracle. So stand tall and feel good about who you are and what you have to offer the world. Love yourself and be proud of who you are and what you're capable of, never forgetting that a life of true meaning is doing things for and thinking of others, sharing as much kindness and compassion as you can. That's the bottom line. So be the magnificent, miraculous creation you were intended to be, and we all are. No matter what your parents said, no matter how dysfunctional your childhood was, hello, I'm at the top of that hill. No matter how crazy your family relation, why does family have to torture each other? What is that about? Do you have a loving, sharing, giving, generous, warm, accepting family? Does that exist? You can try. It's almost like embarrassing to try to share the love that you have. People will call you on it or try to make you feel better. If you have a human moment and maybe you're not living up to the standards that you are shooting for, then they'll, unlimited love now? Well, you know, we're all human. We're all trying the best we can. But family is so important. And family should be the first place that you can go for unlimited love. Family should be the first place you should go for unconditional love. And I know it's not easy, but that is something we should be striving for. Now, I've played these before, and I'm going to play one again. It's called Lisa's Love Notes. They're little mini meditations that I've recorded. It's not even really a meditation. It's just a moment of inspiration for you to, you know, help you feel better about yourself. It's just a way to add some strength and support to your life, and they even help me relax. So I'm going to play Lisa's Love Notes. This one is called Love Yourself. Lisa's Love Notes. Love yourself. You need to love yourself. You need to know who you are and what makes you happy. So no matter what is going on around you, you still feel good. You still feel love, calm, and happy. You need to love yourself like nobody else will. Then you know you have someone to count on, to lean on. Self-love, not ego, me first love. Have an inner strength and an inner knowing that no matter what is going on around you, that you love you. And no one can take that love, that strength, that feeling of well-being away from you. That you know you. That you love yourself. And no matter what, you're going to be okay. Just breathe. Inhale, exhale slowly, and tell yourself you're okay. You're love. You give love. You see love, and you feel love. and you love yourself so you can share that love with others. You love you, and that's a love deep down inside that is always there and that you can share. Love yourself. Thank you. That's Elisa's love notes that I have created for you. I find them relaxing. It's me listening to me. So hopefully that you get something out of it as well. And there are more of those. And if you would like to hear more, I'm trying to put together a way to distribute those. But you can always email me at lisaloveberry, B-A-R-R-Y, at gmail.com. And that is Lisa's love notes about loving yourself. Do we talk about that? Does society talk about that? Isn't that important? I mean, there's confidence, and you know, the song Learning to Love Yourself is the greatest gift of all. And sometimes, if you really stop, have you ever realized how much music and sayings and writings there really is about what's important in life, but we don't focus on it that much? I mean, it's there, and we see it, and it's nice, and isn't that nice, but do you really focus on it? That's what I do, and that's what this show is about, and that's why I so appreciate you listening, because hopefully when the show is over, you feel better. You feel better about yourself, and you feel better about life, and you know it's about hope and joy and all those things we see on Christmas ornaments and pillows and sayings at Target and wherever you go and whatever you do, they're out there. But do you really connect with them? I have connected with them, and I want to share that connection with you and want you to connect with me and know that we're all in this together, and you know, maybe make life a little easier and a little happier for everybody. Because I see those things, I think, oh, you know, I've seen that all my life, and I never really thought about what does it mean. And if you have a pillow that says love in your house or count your blessings, what does that really mean? And you got to connect to it. You got to take the time. You got to put the energy and the effort into it. And you got to think about your perspective, and you got to think about it. Take some time. Think positively about it, and look for the good. Now I'm going to quote myself. This is all about me. No, it's not about me. It's about you. But I'm doing the think in the end. I've been through this stuff, and I want to share all that with you. And I, all about happiness, because as I said, I grew up, I'm trying to think, was ever happy growing up? A few moments here and there. But happiness was not a priority in my home. My parents did the best job they could. So it's not like I'm angry. Forgiveness, forgive. Why would you be mad at anybody? I mean, stuff happens. I mean, unless somebody did some serious crime, let it go. Believe me, it takes energy and focus to get yourself back to the beginning. It's like a rewind button on a computer. You know, go back to the beginning. Let go of the anger. It's not getting you anywhere. If you're mad at somebody else and they don't even know it, you're only punishing yourself. Perhaps you may not want to share as much time with them if that's how it's going to be, and you're not going to feel good about it, but let go. Forgiveness. Let it go. Forgiveness is, you know, we only have so much time on this planet, so let it go and forgive. And try to be happy. I've studied happiness a lot. I've read a lot about it. I try to live it. And happiness comes from within. Happiness is not something that can be bought. I guess momentary enjoyment, if that's the same thing as happiness, is. But to me, this is how I define happiness, and I've thought about it a lot. Happiness, according to Lisa Berry, happiness is an awareness of the moment you are in and the feeling you are glad to be in it. Happiness is the awareness of the moment you are in and the feeling you are glad to be in it. And then be in that moment. So what can you do to be happy? Well, gratitude, to me, gratitude is the number one thing, because it just changes your perspective. It just changes. You can be mad and you can be unhappy, or you can choose to be happy. Wouldn't you rather be happy? Wouldn't you rather go outside? It's such a beautiful time in Michigan right now. The trees are changing and the leaves are just beautiful. And I just drive down the freeway and try to take it all in. Get a good night's sleep. That will help me be happy. Meditate. If you ever have any questions about meditation, I'm not an expert, but I'm on a learning journey. And I have my favorite meditation teacher is David G, D-A-V-I-D-J-I, all one word. He used to work for Deepak Chopra. Now he's out on his own, and he He has lots of meditations available, and you can hear him on SoundCloud, and you can look up his website and hear his meditations. And that's how I got started. He does a lot of guided meditations, and David G, D-A-V-I-D-J-I. And I'd be happy to talk to you about meditation. That's how you find out who you are, and that's how you find out what your gifts are. And that's how you relax and unhook from the angry, crazy world. That's so meditation is a good way. Music. I need to do this more. Music moves me, and music can make you happy. Do you have a lot of music in your life? You gotta make some time for music and gratitude and friendship, and you know, put it out there. Spread joy. Just try to be the happy. Be the person you want to attract. I love that. That is such a powerful thought. If you want to attract happy, joyful, loving people, then be happy, loving, joyful. If you're crabby and mad, you're not going to attract happiness. And learning to let go. We just talked about this a minute ago. Forgiveness. Let it go. What's the point of holding on, tying yourself to the past and living with anger and regret? And, you know, as I said, perhaps you don't want to spend as much time with the person who made you mad, and that's your choice. But don't stew over it. That is not going to get you anywhere. It's just not. Tell me anyone who's happy or relaxed or stress-free because they've held on to anger. Forgiveness. Forgiveness is just so powerful and so beneficial. It's so, such a good way to have a happy life and a stress-free life. Happiness, according to Lisa Berry, an awareness of the moment you are in and the feeling you are glad to be in it. And if you have a definition of happiness, email me, lisaloveberry, B-A-R-R-Y, at gmail.com. In fact, I got a lovely email from Barbara in France. Bonjour. She's from the United States, and she listens to today's inspiration right here on BodyMindSpiritRadio.com in France. And Barbara, I'm going to write you back. I just wanted to have some time to make sure that I could give you a good answer. But I love to connect with people, and I am so excited that Barbara, formerly from the United States, is now listening to my show in France, and I appreciate you reaching out. And if you would like to reach out, again, it's lisaloveberry at gmail.com. I am in Michigan, but I am available to speak to your group or at your function, MC your event. I am trying to get it out there, and I have much gratitude to Body, Mind, Spirit Radio for letting me have this show to connect with you and to share my perspective. And I want to hear your perspective. It's not just about me. I've been through a lot, yes. I connect with joy and love and happiness and forgiveness. I connect with it with every cell of my body. Not all day long, because I'm human and I'm working on that. We're all works in progress. But I've connected with that, and I've been a radio broadcaster for many, many, many years in the Detroit market. So now I have this opportunity to share these thoughts and this perspective with you here. And we're all works in progress. But I see the signs and I feel the love, and I've been through the down times. I've been through many personal challenges, and we all have. I'm not asking you to feel sorry for me. I'm just trying to give you my street cred, give you my credentials on who I am and where I've been. And maybe I don't even need to do that anymore. Maybe you can just accept that unlimited love is here, coming from me, Lisa Berry, on today's inspiration. And unconditional love, and me urging you to be in the moment and be grateful for all the blessings in your life. And maybe there's some, not necessarily blessings, but you can still be grateful for the opportunity. I guess I should be grateful for all the negative things I went through and how they've given me the perspective and the opportunity to turn them into positive things, and how I want to enjoy this day, and I want you to enjoy the day. I'm already enjoying it, so I'm here to try to make you see the light and be relaxed and live a balanced, joyful life. So again, if you want to connect with me, please feel free. Email me anytime, lisaloveberry at gmail.com. And I am just appreciative that you have taken the time to listen. And if I've added some joy to your life, I would love to hear it. If you think I'm full of it, let me know. Well, as I said, we can have a healthy debate, and I'm always open. I know everybody sees things differently. It's all perspective, right? Just remember, happiness is an awareness of the moment you are in and the feeling you are glad to be in it. And I am so glad that you chose to listen today.